Live from the exciting ballroom and dance hall in Mississauga, it's Matadors, Mysteries of the Mind. Tonight's exciting adventure coming up after this commercial message.
I'm bored.
Me too.
What are we gonna do?
I know. We could smoke Matador cigarettes for kids.
That's fine menthol.
I'm buzzing now.
This sure makes me look cool.
Hey, I smell like Grandma and Bingo Night.
Hey, look at me. I'm coughing like Daddy in the morning. What are we gonna do now?
Let's knock off a liquor store.
Hooray!
Matador, children's cigarettes with the cool, clean taste of menthol and bubblegum. Get at your local stores today.
Thanks, Matador.
And now, Matador presents...
You are about to enter into a world. A world that is so twisted, so mind-numbingly stupid, that you may lose any sense of reality or sanity. Now, get ready to unlock the mysteries of the mind. Now for another mind-melting tale.
Tonight's adventure, the new employee!
Hi, my name's Kevin Smith, and I'm starting my new job at the Matador Corporation today. Man, am I excited. I get to meet all my new co-workers, get to meet my new boss. This is one of the top 10 companies in the world, and I can't wait.
Hey there, Babu, how you doing today?
Hey, my name's Kevin Smith.
Yeah, Babu, that's good to know. Hey, my name is George, but everyone calls me Babu. I'm gonna be your co-worker up there on the 15th floor, and I was told to give you orientation, my friend.
Oh, cool. Well, that sounds good, Babu. Babu, right?
Yeah, my name's John, but you can call me Babu.
Okay, wait, John, George.
No problem, right. Babu.
Okay, Kevin, but yeah, all right, anyways.
Babu.
Okay.
We're all called Babu in this corporation. Get used to it, okay?
Okay.
Just don't complain.
Because Babu, on line 5. Babu, line 5.
Oh, you better pick up line 6, because 5 means 6 in this corporation, too. You'll learn this.
Wait.
Don't worry about it. It's all okay.
So when they said Babo, did they mean you, or they me, or who? Wait.
Look.
Who?
Shh.
Janitor Babo, you've got to clean up in room 4. Clean up in room 4. The president of the candy division has just vomited pixie stick dust.
So there you go. See, don't worry. All you have to know is, you're not the Babo they're calling.
Oh,
if you are the Babo that they're calling, you'll know.
I'll know, okay.
Remember,
okay, also, you don't mind if I write this down, okay? I've got a notebook
Just write this. Nothing on record.
Babo on line 7, Babo line 7, apparently the nuclear fission division has a dollhouse that exploded. It requires more maintenance before it can get sold to the general public. Babo line 7.
Whoa, that sounds dangerous.
You didn't hear that. Now remember, the number one rule in this company is, you don't know Jack. Or Babo.
It's pretty hard to know anyone named Jack if everyone's named Babo around here.
Well, listen, you can't know anything. You don't record anything. You don't memorize anything. You don't write down anything. Everything is on the QT.
What's the QT?
I can't tell you. I'm sorry. It's
one of those
acronyms
we can't tell people.
No, it's a secret. Just keep it on the QT. That's all we say here at the Matador Company.
Well, where's my desk?
Glad you asked. Yeah, okay. Why don't you come with me over to the elevator and we'll go in.
Wait, we're on the 15th floor already. We have to go on the elevator again?
Yes.
Oh,
you have to understand. The 15th floor is where we do our orientation, but the actual workplace takes place on floor X25.
X25.
Don't ask. Just press the buttons.
Okay, wait. I don't see an X25 button on here.
What? Well, no. You have to actually punch them in and see the letters there. X.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
This looks like a vending machine, to be honest. Don't lie.
Yeah, well, it is. Oh. I need a coffee, and I need it bad. I am jonesing for coffee so bad. Just get me the coffee, then punch the numbers in.
All right. I'm punching the numbers in. Okay.
See, it is double duty. A, I get my coffee. B, we go to the floor we're looking for.
Yeah, so how fast is it? It's elevated real fast.
Well, yeah, we're going 20,000 feet below ground.
What?
It's the only safe place we can go, considering they're doing the nuclear testing on floor 22.
Good lords, I never would have expected this corporation's, like, to be so fast in its operations.
Look, this is the Matador Company. You're not working for some piddly-ass little wee company like GE or some silly little, you know, pissant company like Exxon. No, we're Matador. Matador is all about big. I mean really big. I mean so big, you can't even comprehend it. I mean, if you take infinity and the galaxy around us and you think about how vast that is, you're not even coming close to how big this corporation is.
Speaking of big, your pants are undone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I get excited when I talk about this company, and I'll just, there we go.
We're just gonna, you know that how you said don't memorize anything? I'm definitely
That's probably for the best.
Yeah.
Ah, here we are. Okay. Oh. I'm gonna introduce you to your cubicle mate.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Bobbo, how are you doing?
Hi, how's it going, guys? Oh, is that my new number one winner, my cubicle mate? How's it going?
Oh, hey, you seem like a pretty friendly guy.
Right. Sell. That's all I do here at Matador Corporation. Hey, would you like some Mercury Silly Putty? I've got some right here. Oh, man, love it. Your kids will enjoy it for years to come.
It's edible, too.
Oh really? Why is it called Mercury Silly Putty? Isn't it like in the shape of Mercury?
Because kids like the planet Mercury. We've done a study on it, and that's just what they like. Ignore the silver coloring and the fact that you can kind of play with it in your hands.
Oh, okay. Man, it's
and
kind
the
of
fact that it works really well in a glass tube when the temperature goes up. Oh my!
Oh wow! Wow!
Anyways, hey,
it kind of burns the skin. Yeah, I'm gonna put this back on your desk. Here.
Yeah, Bobbo.
Hey, what does he want, Bobbo? What's going on?
No. I'm talking to the other Bobbo. You go over there, Bobbo. Bobbo, I gotta tell you something.
What's up?
This is a cutthroat business. That guy,
yeah,
he's after your job.
What?
Yeah,
but I thought we were cubicle mates. Aren't we on the same level?
Yeah, actually, he's a level higher than you, but everybody wants to get that entry-level job so they can start over again. It's just a weird thing about this company. Don't worry about it. And if he offers you anything to eat, don't do it.
Oh.
Your last, the guy you're replacing, he did.
Hey, Bobbo! Hey,
yeah?
I've got you a really awesome donut burger over here. It's donuts, bacon, cheese, mayonnaise, and 500 pounds of lettuce. You want some there, Bobbo? It's delicious. I'm gonna have a bite right now.
Well, you know, why don't you put that in the fridge for me? I'll get some in a little bit. How about that?
What, do you want a diet? I mean, this is healthy. It's like, 7,000 calories only? It's probably the healthiest thing Matador carries. Why don't you just kind of take a bite?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of on a 5,000 calorie a day diet, you know, like half of what most Americans do nowadays. But, I'm trying to keep it low-cal, you know.
All right, you're lost. Okay, save some for later.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Bobbo? You're going to go far in this company.
What's
that was
that
well politically
mustache?
Held. That's not a mustache.
Oh.
If you look closely, those are small snakes growing out of his upper lip. Really weird accident that happened during a test on a new product. Don't ask. Not on the market yet. Going to be soon.
I couldn't help but notice that there looked like something was crawling out of his, you know, sleeves on his shirt. It was weird.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Underarm deodorant. Little bit of a problem. We use a little bit too many necromancers to put that one together.
Oh.
Those guys get a little out of hand with the evil magic when they're putting those things together. So, you know, best not to ask any questions. And if you do notice it, don't say anything. He's really self-conscious about it.
Oh, and that's the point when I realized something was wrong. Oh, yeah, okay. Who's the supervisor around here?
Well, that's a funny thing. Yeah, your cubicle mate, Bobo, here, he's your supervisor.
Oh.
And he's gunning for your job, buddy.
Oh, this is so odd.
Well, no, you have to understand. The higher up in the company you move, the more scrutiny you have, the more things you have to do. It's better to be lower.
Is there anyone else I could talk to right now?
Oh,
I
mean, boy, oh boy! This dry ice coffee really hits the spot! Whoo! You gotta love the steam! Huh, you want some of this, Bobo?
Could you put that back in maybe the really cold cooler that you have there, it looks like? And I'll have some in a little bit, okay?
Wow, you're such a bummer. I don't know why they hired you. Oh, I'll see you in a second, Bobo. Keep talking to Bobo over there.
Oh, right, Bobo.
Hey, Bobo. We'll talk to you later, okay, Bobo?
All right.
Why don't you come with me? We're going to take you over to the R&D's department here.
Oh.
I mean, your job is basically... what did we hire you for, anyway?
I thought you hired me as an HR person, but apparently, it's...
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. You actually thought you were doing the HR thing? No, you see, you have to be at least 15 years dead before you get that job.
15 years dead?
Yeah, then the necromancers bring you back, and that way you have the right attitude it is to deal with all the crap everyone gives you every day.
You guys are pulling my leg, right? This has got to be like some kind of hazing kind of ritual.
Yeah, Bobo,
right?
I'm pulling your leg. No, Matador doesn't hire necromancers. Oh, if you ever say anything about the necromancers I mentioned to you, they'll pull your heart out through your nose. Yeah. Ready to go to the R&D department, buddy?
Yeah, dude.
Bobo to room 35. The Necromancer Division is trying to suppress a zombie army. Can you please go and assist that? Thank you.
Oh, thank God. For a moment there, I thought that was me.
Everyone's
somebody
in
else's
joke
problem.
Here.
That's our motto here. Oh. That's always somebody else's problem. Anyways, come on with me. We're going over here. When you step through the sensor there, you're going to feel a slight stinging sensation. That's right. Basically you becoming sterilized as you go through the field there. Go ahead.
Ow.
Yeah, you're never going to have children. You know that now.
Anyways,
it's just basically to make sure there's no germs or DNA left in your body to do anything.
There goes Kevin Jr.
You mean Bobo Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways,
Bobo.
Be thankful. Because basically, when you sign that contract, your firstborn goes to the company anyways, a sacrifice. So, I mean, really, who needs to have that kind of heartbreak, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, okay,
actually,
come on over.
All right.
Yeah. I want you to meet our head scientist. Surgery.
Okay.
This is Bobo. Well, actually, his name is Hans Schmidt. But we call him Bobby.
How are you, Bobo?
I'm pretty good. This really interesting whole...
Okay.
Get up, you guys.
Hold on a second. Do not stare at his metal arm. He's very self-conscious about that.
That's actually metal?
Don't look at that. I'm sorry.
Well, it's liquid metal, but don't say a thing, because he really is feeling self-conscious about it. He'll strangle you to death if you say anything about it.
If I say anything about his metal arm, he'll kill me?
I thought I heard something over there. It's something about a metal arm?
No. He wasn't talking about your metal arm. He was talking about a metal arm. You remember Bobo up in finance?
Oh, Bobo up in finance.
Yeah, you know the guy with the metal arm.
What a
right?
loser. Metal arms. Who has those anymore?
I don't. Not me. Okay.
Oh, poor Bobo.
I'm going to leave you two together. I want you to confab. He's going to tell you some great things. Basically, you're going to be your job is tester, and he's going to help you out here.
Yeah, I thought I was supposed to be kind of working in the advertising part of the...
Yeah, HR, advertising, we draw people in that way. The reality is, I want you to talk to this guy here. You are, the official term is, science monkey.
Okay.
Ever since the government made it illegal to harm animals in cruel and unusual ways, we've had to hire people to do the job they do.
Oh, jeez.
And you're that guy. But don't worry about it. It's all good. So why don't you tell them about the latest project we're working on? Because I'm really excited, and I know the rest of the company's excited. Go ahead.
Oh, well, Bobbo, I see you've got a really healthy head of hair right there.
Yeah, it's taken me actually like 5 years to grow this.
Well,
it's pretty,
yeah, let's get rid of that ugly wig you've got on there and try some of this great new hair tonic by the Matador Corporation.
Here, take a drink of this.
I've been working on it for hours.
Oh, okay, well, I'll take a swig, okay.
Yep. There it goes. Yep, I can see the follicles falling off right now.
My hair! I thought you were joking! Oh, no, my hair!
That's going to be the latest product that's going to make Matador billions.
Yes, absolutely. Do you know what this whole this is a beautiful project. For years, we've been trying to find a cure for baldness. It ain't going to happen. So we realized, why not bring the rest of the world to the same problem as the bald people? That way, bald people will be the norm. And that way, we can make billions on hair products for comb-overs, scalp waxes, all the other great stuff.
My eyelashes are falling out.
Yeah, Halopecio is one of the greatest products ever created by the Matador Company.
Oh.
Absolutely. Oh, Bobbo, can you hand me that plutonium over there? Just kind of give me a whole, like, handful of it. And just,
whoa. Let me get behind the lead shielding before you do that, okay?
Wait, yeah. I can't...
You can play it safe.
I can't touch that.
Oh, it's fine. I touch it all the time. You'll be all right. This is for Matador. This is for your new company, buddy.
You gotta be kidding me. This isn't really plutonium. Okay, I get what you guys are doing here.
No, it really is plutonium. How about you just go pick that up for me, boy?
Burn!
Yep.
Ah!
Yep.
Well, yeah, it's raw plutonium. It's gonna burn.
Harry, put it in this jar, you lazy bum.
Ow.
Okay.
You know, the people they hire these days, they even wear oven mitts.
My hands are so red.
Oh, well, let's see here. I'm gonna mix this tonic, some ginger ale with the plutonium, and... There we go. I see you're wearing glasses right there. How about we get rid of those glasses with this new sight serum that I just concocted right now?
Well, will it help me with my burning hands, too?
It just may. I just created this just now. I don't know what it's going to do yet, except for I'm pretty sure it'll cure your sight.
Okay, this has got to be some kind of joke, right, guys? I mean, this is all some kind of hazing ritual.
No, take a drink.
All right, well, if you're going to hold a gun to me, right? I mean, just...
the gun is a standard issue in our research department.
Wait, is that an actual gun?
Yes, and it's loaded, too. And he will use it.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll check. I'll take a drink.
You want to see, don't you? Better?
Yes, I do.
Whoa, Bobbo. I think you made a mistake there. He's growing hair on his eyeballs.
That tastes like the inside of my grandmother's peg leg.
Yeah, look at that hair growing his eye. Hey, you know, I think you found the cure to baldness.
I can't
cure to baldness? Who needs that when you have hairy eyes? Oh my god, I've just made Matador billions. Quick, market that. We have Hairy Eyes, the latest edition of Matador Industries.
Eye lice. I've got eye lice.
Wow. This is great. Okay. Here, take some of this hair tonic, things to get rid of that hair on your eyelashes, or eyeballs, or whatever, and we're gonna try up a great new experiment.
Okay, hold on. You know what? I think it's enough experimenting for one day. I've gotta take him over to HR. We gotta get him signed in and everything.
But, at least I can see again.
But you know what, Bobbo? I think you've got a good rapport with Bobbo here. And I think, we're going to do really well in the research department with this new edition, don't you?
I certainly do. It's time for my uranium bath. Talk to you guys later.
All right, Bobbo. We'll see you later.
All right, Bobbo. Bye.
You got to watch out for Bobbo. He's a little bit strange.
Yeah, his metal arm was terrifying, too. I just got to say that right now.
You didn't just say that now, did you?
What?
Oh, God, he's going to be coming in a second.
I just heard something about my metal arm!
Yeah, Bobo, hey, calm down. We all talk about metal arms. We're not talking about your metal arm. We're talking about Bobo's metal arm.
I'm very sensitive about my metal arm.
What metal arm? I don't see a metal arm.
It looks like a perfectly good plastic arm, if you ask me.
Oh, why would you say something stupid like that?
Plastic. If there's anything that's worse than metal, it's plastic.
Ugh.
Oh my God, that's it.
How hard this is going to be. Hold on, Bobo. Wait, weren't talking about your plastic arm. We were... Oh, God, there's no Bobo with plastic
zinc.
Arm in this
country. Zinc. It looks like a zinc arm. The arm's made of zinc.
Oh, God. Not again.
Oh, gold?
God. That's aluminum? It. That's it. Bobo!
Hold it.
What?
Bobo,
what?
I have one thing to say to you.
Yes.
Nani, nani, noo, noo. Nani, nani, noo.
I feel so sleepy.
Nee, nee, no.
Gonna go back to my uranium bath and dream about ponies and unicorns and solving the equation for armlessness.
Alright, this has gotten out of hand. Shut up.
Let him go to sleep. Oh my God. Are you trying to get yourself killed? This is just your first day. Normally people last at least a week before they're killed.
I've got to get out of this place. I can't work here.
Hold on. You signed a contract, buddy. And that contract says you're here for life.
No, there's no way. I need to talk to someone higher up. Look, I need to talk to, like, the CEO or something.
You're not going that high, but I'll take you over to HR.
Okay. I need to get out of here. I have to give my 2 hours notice.
Yeah. Good luck with that one. All right, here we are at HR. Now, do yourself a favor. Be very deferential and very polite. And don't say the Q word.
What's the Q word?
Quit.
Okay.
Do you know why?
Why?
Well, you see, usually quitting ends in a severance package.
Okay.
And that severance is your head from your body.
Oh my God.
So why don't you be very polite and go see the man there behind the desk, sign the proper papers, and you'll get your nice health benefits card.
It was at that point that I soiled myself.
Janitor Bobo, clean up in the HR department. Clean up in the HR department. Another rookie has soiled himself.
Welcome to the HR department, Bobo. What can I do for you?
You must be Bobo.
No, I'm Harold.
Oh.
Do I look like a Bobo to you?
I don't know. I heard everyone here was Bobo.
Not in the HR department, but not. So.
You look very dark and mysterious, I must say.
Well, it's just my cloak. And the fact that we have, you know, torches on the side here. Lighting is not as good as it could have been.
Yeah, the fluorescents have really done a number on your skin, I have to say that.
Yeah, that's why we don't have them here anymore. It's just a big, dark, dank cave with torches.
Yeah, what, are those bats?
We prefer to call them incentive programs. As in, if you do your work properly, we won't let them eat your face.
Oh, well, here, speaking of work, I was meaning to talk about that. Like, it's pretty intense here. Most of the Bobos or Bobos are pretty crazy and trying to kill me, it feels like.
Oh, that does happen from time to time. It does get a little bit crazy around here. You're not thinking about terminating your employment with the company, are you?
Well, I was thinking of maybe... resigning?
Oh, resigning. Okay. Well, let me go and get the severance package for you. How about that?
I heard Claude, about the severance...
Claude!
Oh, God.
Yes?
Have you got the severance package for my friend here?
Oh, the severance package. I didn't think we would have another one so soon.
Oh, God.
Who would know him? He's in research department, so what do you expect?
The new meat.
Oh, yes. Sweet baby Jesus of Macedonia. Oh,
I'm
God.
I'm going to go grab the severance package now.
Babo to the backyard. Babo to the backyard. One of the children got caught in the kitty bear traps and needs to be let out. Babo to the backyard.
Severance? No.
Is severance package hungry? Severance package wants some yummy nom nom new meat?
Yes, you know, severance want nom nom new meat.
Oh, goody, goody. Oh.
Maybe I'd like to, you know, formally resign from resigning.
Severance package no understand. Am I killing him or not?
I don't know. Harold, are we killing this man?
Well, he just said he's resigning from resigning, so that must mean he's not quitting.
Harold.
If he's not quitting, we can't give him a severance package.
Yeah, quitting, no quit. No, no es quiddo.
No es quiddo, bad. Severance package want meat.
Too many false alarms. These severance packages can't handle it much longer.
Get him back into his cage.
Severance package, look, your pants are down. Run away!
Severance package not wearing pants. How can pants be down when... Oh, so confused.
I'm running away.
Babo to the severance package dungeon. Babo to the severance package dungeon. The severance packages have broken loose and are assassinating several of the gardeners outside.
I've got to get out of here.
Hey, Babo, what are you doing there? What? You trying to run away or something?
I'm looking for a window. Right, help me find a window. I got to get out of this place.
That's funny, Babo, because we don't have windows over here at Matador. In
what
fact,
do you mean?
Well, you see, we're like 20 feet underground.
20 feet?
Yes.
All right, well, help me find a shovel. I can dig my way out of here.
Yeah, that's not going to happen either, because, you see, you're living here now.
Cool.
You signed yourself over to being part of the Matador Company, so there's only two ways out of here. You either die by your job, or you get a severance package.
All I did was hit I accept to one of the terms and agreements internet things. I didn't know I was supposed to read it.
Not my problem, pal. You went on monster.com, you got the job, you accepted by clicking I accept.
When I went on monster.com, I didn't expect everyone who worked here to be actual monsters.
Well, we're not actually affiliated with that other monster.com. I mean, really, who'd want to be part of that nonsense when we've got actual monsters here? Speaking of which, I want you to meet Babo over here. Come here. Babo's been affected with monsterism since day two of his employment. How you doing, Babo?
Hi, how are you?
Give the tentacle a shake over there. He likes that.
I don't know if I want to touch that.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're looking really tasty today, Babo.
Now, Babo. Okay. Don't be looking at him that way. He's a new employee, not you.
Sorry. You look so good!
So how's that new project going on your division there, Babo?
It's going well. I'm just about ready to solve the cure for cancer so I can
Excellent.
Create it again.
Good work. Yes.
You smell like a pig who bathed in fish oil.
Hey, don't bring that up because, you know, he does bathe in fish oil. He has to, or he'll die.
It's like my nephew Reginald's diaper.
Yeah. Ooh, Reginald's diaper. Eh? Sounds like a new name for a product we could use.
Oh, that's a great idea. I'm going to go ahead and create something like that right now. It's going to sell millions of products.
Excellent. Good work, Babo. I'll see you at the company picnic next week.
Bring your horseshoes.
You're going to be eating those, are you?
Oh, they're delicious.
All right, no problem. So, Babo, yeah, this is your first day. What do you think so far?
It was at that point that I realized escape might not be an option, and I started bleeding profusely from my toes.
Whoa, you seem to have a bit of a toe problem there, Babo. What's that all about?
My socks are really wet right now. Oh, Oh no, this happens. This happens every time I get really, really nervous. Oh, not again.
Oh, don't worry about that. Tell you what. Why don't I take you over to the company doctor and they'll take care of that for you.
I've got to get out of this place, Bobo. You got to help me get out of this place. I can't work here.
Oh, you want to get out? Okay, no problem. Tell you what. Come with me over here.
Okay.
Yeah. You like this place? Nice courtyard. It's kind of beautiful, eh? Calm.
Yeah, it's really calm, serene.
Yeah. Hey, what? Wait. Why don't you just, come over here for a second.
Okay, sure.
Just lie down here. Actually, just kneel over this little area here. This is our exercise equipment. You can just stretch your neck a little as you put it in there.
Okay.
I'll just put the stocks right over here.
Oh, this is actually kind of comfortable. It's relaxing.
Yeah. Hey, severance package.
Severance package here.
No.
Yeah. No. The guillotine's ready for you.
No, you gotta let me out of here. No.
Severance package. Want to say, me sorry that you not be good for company. It's not your fault. It's not us. It's
wait.
Just something not connect.
Don't I get a last request?
Oh, does he get last request?
Yeah, give him a last request. Go ahead. What's your last request, buddy?
Can you tell my wife and children that I love them very much?
Oh, Severance Package already did before Severance Package hacked into pieces. Now Severance Package pulled choke cord.
You know what the problem is with these new employees? They can't take a joke.
Bobo to the execution courtyard. Bobo to the execution courtyard. We have another head for the Pike of Shame in the front offices. Thank you.
I love working for this corporation. I hope I get his salary.
You have been listening to Mysteries of the Mind. Tonight's adventure starring Doc on the Web, Murphy Kid, and King Penguin. Written by Doc on the Web, Murphy Kid, and King Penguin. Sound effects provided by Earcom and Freesound.org. Music provided by Earcom. Tune in next week for another mind-melting tale of Mysteries of the Mind. The King Penguin Production. For more things mysterious and more episodes, visit mysteriesofthemind.podomatic.com for your exciting mystery mind adventures.